This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
This episode of Queen of the Ratchet is sponsored by Being in the Now. A lot of hoes reflect too much on the past and live and try to think too much about their future. That's all I got to say.
We're also being sponsored by actions. They speak harder than those New Year's resolutions that you're coming up with. And we don't have
one. The Holy Trinity is back and ready to attack. Let's get ratchet, bitch.
Oh, Metro, pack your bags, head back to the streets. Bye, bitch. Metro, I'm gonna get up out my life.
That song is one of the many songs that Queen of the Ratchet has done. You can listen to that song on iTunes, Spotify, Amazon, Tidal, any musical streaming service you like. Go get your life.
And we're back. And before anyone asks, I just want to say we were minding our business. Yes, I know. You want to know where your podcasts have been.
It's called Rest and Rejuvenation. Enjoy the now and the present moment. Be grateful. What are you grateful for today?
But enough of that. We miss y'all too. But y'all can always join us over on Discord and Patreon and request us to do videos. Now, there might be a little bit of a fee. Not that much, though. But if you're willing to pay, we'll make you anything that you like.
Joyful, joyful Lord, we adore thee. Yes, for unto us a petty-ass child was born. Life may get ratchet, but listen, we can catch it. Can I get a shananaboo? Bye.
Excuse me, some of us don't celebrate that or choose to acknowledge that specific day as the birth of Christ. So please, take two steps back, two steps forward, and come back in here with another entry. Thank you.
You know, even though I smell like Bible study, I have to reference the fact that some people still smell like booty hole. Oh, shananaboo.
Can you hoes hush and have a seat? We got to get to our first guest.
She's an innovator pro.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So, you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Creator and thought to be the first Disney princess. Ladies and gentlemen, I introduce Cinderella. Once upon a time, a bitch could find their happy, and happiness does change. Now, everybody liked to play the victim, and this victimized veal was surely one of them.
Why she gotta be a victimized veal? She started from the bottom, and now she is truly what? Here.
All she did was follow the Kim Kardashian formula.
She smelled like Funyuns and fried oysters, but she ain't here for me.
You trying to get a lawsuit?
The people should know the truth about that unseasoned reptilian mama. Oh, they will.
It's just not a good look to talk about another bitch's filet mignon.
I was soaking my nanny in apple cider vinegar because I had so many insecurities dealing with her.
At the end of the day, Stank Kitty is Stank Kitty, and everybody know when their kitty start to smell a little rank. You the first to know when you got Stank Kitty. Can I get a Stank Kitty, please?
Anyway, the media wants you to believe that she experienced a lot of trauma. All I'ma say is just because a girl says that the sky is purple and the ocean is pink, you gonna believe them or you gonna check it for yourself?
You know, some people would say that there's truth in everything, even trauma.
Well, apparently she's gotten a little bolder and decided to run for fairytale president. And I hear that some of the people in the petty audience are actually going to vote for her. Go for it. I hope she does a wonderful job in y'all's multiverse. As Cinderella's running VP, she may talk to rats and roaches, but she's gonna do what needs to be done to make sure it is cultivated in our multiverse of fairytale land. Oh, shananaboo, bye.
Also, in regards to this interview, Cruella, she told me to tell you, let's not, and say that we did. Shananabooba. Probably for the best to avoid the stress. You know what? I need to go rest in my ratchet chambers anyway. But let's ask the petty audience what they think. Are y'all voting in this election? And who are y'all gonna vote for? Myself, Edna, or Cinderella? Comment below. Also, are y'all following us on Discord? Go ahead and click the link in our bio so you can head over to Discord and chat it up with everybody else. We're trying to start a community over here. See you next time. Yeah.